what we've decided to do at the Metropolitan is create a reception cycle, right? Something a little bit better than the normal sort of industrial looking cycle, right? Something that's going to look quite smart. We're going to paint it, we're going to brand it. So it will probably be in the finishing jersey yellow. And we'll have a nice cycling logo on it. And the idea is just to make the hotel much more cycle friendly. When cyclists get here, before and after and during the Tour de France, they've got somewhere to put the bike, hang the helmet, hang the backpack, and along with doing things like maps and energy drinks and packed lunches for the guys, it's just really about saying, look, what can we do for the cycling community so they have an even better experience when they're here next year?
So there's a bike on the rack at the moment. I'll just prove that a second. I'll just ring the bell. So there's space for five or six bikes.
Yes.
I've not seen this in a hotel before. People kind of, what do they do with their bikes? Do they leave them in the car park? Do they leave them in their room?
That often is the difficulty. And the thing is, you know, if it's just an everyday bike, and the one hanging here today is my everyday bike, I cycle into work every day. But I also have a road bike, which I'm very precious of, and I love much to my wife's despair sometimes. These bikes are expensive machines, very expensive. So, you know, you have to think about that. You wouldn't expect someone just to leave their car on the front with the doors open. And it's a similar kind of thing, you know. It's what are these people going to be looking for to make it think, well, I know I've got everything covered, I've got somewhere to leave my bike. And that will really be the top of the list for these guys is, what about my bike? So it's about thinking ahead and thinking, what do these people need?
When are we going to be putting up the no vacancies sign in Sheffield for July next year?
It's not going to be long. I mean, we've got a lot of advanced bookings around the city for the forward preparation stuff. And so a lot of the media companies, the French media companies, are booking up rooms now. Then there'll be the second phase, the people that want to come and experience it. And along then with the sort of people that are involved in the procession of the tour when it comes. And obviously, biggest annual sporting event in the world, and sort of third only to the Olympics and the World Cup.
So you think our existing hotels will be completely full? Obviously, are we looking at universities, campsites? Yeah. What are we going to have?
Pretty much everywhere, I think. I know certainly with some of the people who have been talking out at the Peak District, there's been lots of inquiries and submissions to use the land that shoulders the route for people to set up campsites, set up tents. And it is important to think that really it's about a day. It's not about half an hour or an hour. It's picking your spot and you're pretty much going to be there for the day.
It is about a day. £900,000 is what the council say they're going to spend. Is that good value for a day?
I think it's easy to be negative, and I can understand in tough times, yes, we're starting to see a sort of more positive economic outlook, but it's still a heck of a lot of money, and people say, well, why would we spend that on something like the Tour de France? It's much, much bigger than that. And actually, if you look at the economic impact studies that were done in 2007, the last time it was in the UK, the estimated impact for the Kent region, which even if you were conservative and halved it, you'd be talking in the region of £7 million.
Because some of the people that maybe have got a problem with the public money being spent on it is they know that public money is being spent and the city region will make a lot of money back, yes. But it won't go back into the public purse. It's going to be for private companies.
Well, actually, not necessarily so. If you take the hotels, for example, for all accommodation that's booked that is linked to a specific event like the Tour de France, all hotels will pay commission directly to the city, to the market in Sheffield, which is the tourism branch of the city. They will pay commission on those bookings. So revenues will actually be generated directly back to the city. The other thing that really needs to be remembered is Sheffield is a city of sport. Sport comes into Sheffield every week, every day. It's going to be a fantastic weekend. It's going to be a spectacular day in Sheffield. But it's about the whole year. And if we want to maintain Sheffield's reputation, and it does have a reputation of being one of the best cities in the world for sport and for sporting facilities, you have to be part of major events like this. You know, it keeps you in the shop window. People know that you're still there and you're still a key player in sports, major sporting events. And that in itself is almost worth the cost because it just feeds the big events that come every year, every month, and actually sort of economic lifeblood to a lot of the hotels and other businesses in the city.